love and light to you all. Welcome to Luna Light Psychic Radio. Join me as I share my journey from Spanish teacher to TV psychic and spiritual coach. Today, I'm going to share with you all how I started my own psychic and spiritual coaching practice. Now, if you have been following along to the earlier episodes, I was talking yesterday about how I had gone from being a telephone psychic to a TV psychic. So as I've been working as a TV psychic, one of the things that I've been doing is going down to the studio to be part of the studio psychic team and working from the studio directly. And the hours that we work, we have to be ready to roll at 4:30 in the afternoon, and the show closes at midnight. So afterwards, we all go back to our accommodation, and sometimes there's a little bit of chit chat afterwards while you have a cup of tea and a bit of a sort of unwind from the show. And the first night I did that, I was with two very well known and experienced psychics, and I had a cup of tea with them, and we were chit chatting. And one of the things that this very well-known psychic said to me is, you have to use this opportunity as a platform for what you do next. And this was something that was really, it kind of played over in my mind. And I thought to myself, that is very, very interesting. And I wonder what all these other psychics are actually doing. So I started having a little bit of a look around on the internet, a little bit of research, and what I discovered was that all of these other psychics do indeed have their own private psychic practices. And I started having a little look, and I was seeing, you know, kind of what they were offering and how they were going about it. And I thought to myself, I can do that. I would like to have my own spiritual coaching practice, psychic and spiritual coaching practice. That's something that I can do. And, you know, I kind of want to be the same as all these other TV psychics. This is what they're doing. This is the way it's going. So, yeah, I want to do this. But I didn't really know how to go about it or what I would actually do. And from my research, what I was seeing was that their businesses kind of fell into sort of two parts. One was giving readings, and the other was teaching others to develop their psychic ability. And I thought about that, and I thought, I don't really want to do more and more of what I'm already doing, which is giving readings. I wasn't at all interested in teaching others to develop their psychic ability, or at least as yet that's not been something that I've really considered that I want to do. So I was thinking about this, and another thing that I'm very conscious of is that passive income is something that's really important to me. So if you're not familiar with the term passive income means, that is where you do the work once and you get paid over and over again. So if income falls into active income and passive income, readings are active income because you are, it's an exchange, isn't it? You're exchanging your time, giving the reading for someone's money. And that's a great model, and it can work very well. But it's an exhausting model, the kind of active income model. And you know, this sort of well known phrase that we see out there on social media about, you know, you have recurring bills, so why not have a kind of recurring income, so you know where you stand. So I've always had a bit of a passion about passive income. It's something that I've had in sort of dribs and drabs in the past. So I was really thinking that I wanted to create a business that had some passive income somewhere coming in, but I didn't really know how that would work. And I knew that if I just copied and modeled what I was seeing others do, I was just going to end up with something that was around active income, and ultimately that was not going to meet all of my kind of desires and needs. So I kind of kept researching and kept looking around on the internet and having a real think about what I could actually do. And I realized actually I could offer a variety of services. I could have services that were going to provide me with active income, so giving readings, and I could do spiritual coaching, again, active income. But also, I could create courses that people could pick up in their own time, probably video courses was what I was thinking, and that would then be passive income. So I would be taking specific topics. So I might do a topic about the law of attraction and how to understand it and implement it in your life and create a course around that. And then I would every time someone bought the course, I would continue to get paid. So this was a bit of a light bulb moment for me, because I thought, actually, you can create your own independent spiritual coaching practice that does have both active income and passive income. So I started to make a bit of a plan. And I thought, right, okay, the way I'm going to go about doing this is I'm going to get a website and I'm going to establish myself on social media. And I'm going to find someone that has done what I want to do. In NLP, we call it modeling. And it's this kind of idea that what works for one can work for all. And if one person's done something, then it's possible that anybody can achieve it. So I started to have a look around to find out, who was doing what in terms of sort of having this active income and this passive income in their psychic and spiritual coaching business. And I found a girl very, very well established in the States. And I thought, right, okay, I'm going to observe her a little bit and then I'm going to be able to model her. But I started to realize that actually I was time rich and cash poor ultimately. I had been working a job for quite a few years, and that's always very capped at how much it's going to give you, isn't it? So my resources, my kind of financial resources, were very limited, and I thought to myself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this at this point because I don't have all of the financial resources to do this. So that was a little bit of a problem. But I thought to myself, okay, carry on, see what you can do. The other thing that I became a little bit concerned about was, is this going to be like the Spanish school? Am I going to get myself into another situation where I begin this and then there's going to be all sorts of unexpected roadblocks that ultimately put me out of business? And that was a real concern that I had. So anyway, I decided to put that to one side, and I decided to just carry on and not give weight or energy to something that I didn't want to happen. So I didn't want it to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I didn't think about it. So what I did was I did a little bit of a financial projection, got my old spreadsheet out, good old Excel, and realized that actually I probably had a little bit of cash that I could use to start myself as a spiritual coaching practice. So I went on to a very well-known website. I think it's called Fiverr, where you can get people in all different parts of the world to do all sorts of different stuff. And I created a plan of what I wanted my website to look like. I decided on my name, which I don't know if I've ever actually told you how I got the name Luna Lights. So I chose my name as Luna, as you know. I explained that to you in an earlier episode. But one of the TV psychics, I have lights on when I do my little psychic takeovers, and I actually use a disco ball. So it's on a plain white wall, and it's projected onto the lights are projected onto the wall. So I became known as Luna Lights. It was one of the other psychics that gave me this name, and it's just kind of stuck. And I thought, well, this is how a lot of the The viewers and the callers now know me. They know me as Luna Lights. So I decided to get my domain name and I called myself Luna Lights. I think I bought Luna Lights Psychic actually. Yeah, Luna Lights Psychic because that was what was available. And I got myself a web designer and builder from this website called Fiverr. And I got a website put together. And I began to establish myself on social media. And all of that was really coming into budget. And then that was really wonderful. And then the next thing that happened that made me really believe that I was on the right path was there was a post by somebody in my my network. And they were also having a career change. And they were establishing themselves as a business coach, and they were looking for coachable people who were having a bit of a change, and they were willing to do some business coaching with them, and the sort of trade was going to be for a testimonial. So I kind of jumped up and said, oh, me, please, and fortunately I was selected, so I got myself some free business coaching. So I've now got the free business coaching, and I've got this website that is beginning to take shape, and it's all coming into my very limited budget, and I'm thinking to myself, right, okay, this is all the law of attraction at work here. This is all, this is working out for me. This is the right path. The business coach is and will continue to be absolutely fantastic. And at the beginning of this year, she started to jump up and down all over social media and started going, oh, there's this amazing course that is coming out in January, and it's a sales and marketing course, and it's going to teach you all how to sell online. And I thought to myself, yeah, well, that's probably my next problem, because I don't actually know how to sell online. I'm going to have this website and I'm going to have social media. And one of the things that I had noticed from observing other psychics on social media is they do this Facebook Live and they're all giving away little mini readings, a bit like what I do. It's something that I do as part of working as my TV psychic stuff. And I'm never really convinced about how that brings in business. Does it bring in business? And what sort of purpose that would be for me in my business? And it was kind of something I thought, I'm not really sure if it falls in with the terms and conditions of social media. And ultimately, I just didn't fancy doing it for myself. But I thought to myself, I don't really know anything about marketing or how to sort of establish myself online and do this side of things. So I have begun this fantastic sales and marketing course, which I'm now about halfway through. And I am understanding now how I am going to sell my courses. And I have now put together my first course. It's still in the sort of technical stages, so it's not ready to launch yet. It will be launching, optimistically, I would say this month, since we're only on the 6th. It's going to be around the topic of love and relationships, which is a really big topic, and it's one of my favorite topics. It means a lot to me. And I'm just kind of thinking about this whole process and how it has just fallen into place for me. And I suppose it's given me a bit of confirmation about one of the things that I feel very strongly about when I'm giving my readings as well, is that when you're on the right path, things just fall into place. And that is really what's happened for me. Things have begun to fall into place for me. And the amount of support that I've had that from people that I hadn't really networked with before or really spoken to before has been phenomenal. And I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. And my confidence grows all the time. I've got such a tremendous self-belief that I didn't have, even a year ago. And I'm enjoying it. You know, they say find your passion. and you will never work another day in your life. And I do feel very much that that is what's happening for me, because I feel very much in alignment with what I'm, everything that I'm doing in my personal life is very much projecting back into my business life. It feels very much in alignment. And also, it's kind of going back to some of my my real values of myself, of helping people. And I feel that all the time, that's something that I'm doing. So I suppose in many ways, this whole journey for me has been about finding my true calling. And now that I am in that place that I have found really what I want to do, I'm having an absolute ball. So that's really been my journey from TV psychic to also having my own spiritual coaching practice, which I absolutely love. And I hope you have all enjoyed listening to this episode of Luna Lights Radio. And love and light to you all. And I shall speak to you again very soon.